让我们一起来学习，我心切慕神，跟大家一起来互相学习。
Tonight's topic is My Heart Longs for You.
我们看诗篇的63篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 63.
诗篇的63篇第一节。
Psalm 63 verse 1.
诗篇63篇第一节。
Psalm 63 verse 1.
神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地。我可想你，我的心切慕你。
Verse 1. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land there, where there is no water.
这是大卫的诗篇。
This is a psalm of David.
大卫说他的心常常切慕着神。
And in the psalm of David, he said he longs for God.
为什么大卫的一生有办法得到神那么大的祝福？
Why does David have such blessings in his life?
因为他的神。
Because his heart is constantly longing for God.
如果我们看这一篇的诗篇的标题，
If we see the title of this psalm,
这里说大卫在犹大的旷野的时候做了这首诗。
It says that David wrote,
大卫一生当中有两次在犹大的旷野。
In the life of David, there are two times where he was in Judah.
第一次是他年轻的时候，还没有当王的时候。
The first time was before he became a king.
他那个时候逃避扫罗的追杀。
He was fleeing away from the pursuit of Saul.
所以他逃到犹大的旷野。
So he fled to the wilderness of Judah.
犹大的旷野是非常干旱，很多石头，没有什么生命的一个地方。
In the wilderness of Judah, there it's very rocky and dry and
no water. 靠近死海。
And it is close to the Dead Sea.
是一个非常难生存的地方。
It is a place that is hard to survive.
但是大卫为了要逃命，他要逃到那边去。
But in order to save his life, he had to flee there.
第二次大卫逃到旷野，就是他年老的时候。
Second time when he fled to the wilderness is when he was old.
我们知道他因为他得罪了神。
We know that he wronged God.
他抢了别人的太太。
He took another person's wife.
他也犯了杀人的罪。
And he committed murder.
所以神要审判他。
So God wanted to judge him.
虽然他有悔改，
even though he repented,
神免去他一死，
and God did not kill him.
但是神要告诉他说，刀剑不会离开你的家。
But God told him that sword will not leave your house.
所以后来他的儿子亚瑟龙就叛变他。
And that is why his son Absalom went against him.
反而是自己的儿子来追杀他。
And in the end, his son pursued after David.
很可能是在这种情况之下，大卫写了诗篇的63篇。
So it is in this kind of circumstances that David wrote this song.
可以说，大卫写这首诗的时候，是他人生最低潮的时候。
Well, we can say that David wrote this song when his life was at the most bottom.
我们来看看撒母耳记下撒母耳记下的第十五章。
We can look at 2 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记下的第十五章
Second Samuel chapter 15.
第二十二节
Verse 22.
撒母耳记下的十五章的二十二节
Second Samuel 15:22.
大卫对以太说，你前去过河吧。于是加特人以太带着跟随他的人和所有的妇人孩子都过河去了。二十三节
23.
本地的人都放声大哭，众民尽都过去，王也过了希伦溪，众民往旷野去了。这里说大卫他可以说非常的落魄，他就是很 desperate 了。
We can see here David is very desperate.
因为他有很短时间之内他要逃命。
Because in a short time he has to flee.
离开耶路撒冷。
He has to go away from Jerusalem.
过了那条河之后呢，他真的是离开耶路撒冷了。
From crossing the river, he is away from Jerusalem.
那个时候，二十四节，祭司就来了。
And in verse 24, the priest came.
祭司就说了，那不然我也跟你一起去。
He said, I will go with you.
我祭司也带着神的约柜。
And he also bears the ark of covenant of God.
因为他祭司想说，我带着约柜跟你去，有神的保佑你。
He thinks that by bringing the ark, God will be with you.
但是大卫怎么讲？
But what does David say?
我们看到第二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25.
王都对撒都说，你将神的约柜抬回城去吧。我如果在神眼前蒙恩，他必使我回来，再见约柜和他的居所。26节。
26.
倘若他说，我不喜悦你，看啊，我在这里，愿他凭他的旨意待我。这是大卫他的心。
This is David's heart.
大卫这个时候可以说是受到很不好的这个遭遇。
David here has been mistreated.
但是他没有埋怨神。
But he did not murmur against
God. 他没有要说要求大卫这个约柜一定要跟着他。
He did not want the ark to be with him.
他知道他今天遭遇的是一个结果。
He knows that what he has received today is a result.
但是他一定要去面对。
And he has to face it.
他面对的时候，他没有埋怨神。
And when he faced it, he did not complain against God.
他的人生啊，交在给神的手中。
He entrusted his life into God's hand.
意思就是说，神如果让我没有办法活，我不回来也没有办法，带着约柜也没有用。
Which is to say, if God does not want me to live, then bringing the ark does not help me.
如果神要我回来
，If God wants me to come back,
就算没有约柜，我也会回来。
Even if there is no ark, I will come back.
所以他的心呢，完全的交托给神了。
So his heart is entrusted fully to God.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
这个时候大卫蒙着头赤脚上橄榄山一面上一面哭跟随他的人也蒙头哭上去。
Here we can see that David had his head covered and went barefoot, and all the people who were with him covered their heads, went up weeping as they went up.
很难想象一个大男人会在公开的场合哭。
It's hard to imagine a man crying in front of the congregation.
一般男人啊，不会随便在别人面前哭的。
Ordinary man would not cry in front of people.
但是大卫不但使他哭
not only did David cry,
还哭得很伤心
he cried bitterly.
为什么会这样子
Why is it?
因为他回想他的过去
Because he thought about his past.
他曾经跟随神
He once followed God.
但是因为他的错误
Because of his wrongdoing.
他今天呢要受这些苦
That he has to face these wrongs.
不单只是他自己的苦
Not only is it his wrongs,
他的家也在受苦。
But his family also has to suffer.
还有跟随他的人在受苦。
And those who follow him must suffer.
他也想到他的人生啊，可以说掉到谷底。
And his life is as if it's dropped to the bottom.
从一个皇宫要出到一个犹太的旷野。从皇宫要出到犹太的旷野。
From palace to the wilderness.
所以就很大的转变。
Is a very big transformation.
有时候我们想想我们的人生啊，就好像这样子。
Sometimes when we think about our lives, it's like this.
我们的人生啊，有高有低。
In our life, there's high and lows.
有人这样想，他以前没有移民之前呢，在自己的国家都很顺利。
People may think that when they have not immigrated yet, they are very successful.
工作都很好。
They have a good job.
都是有教育水准，都是专业人士。
And they have a good education.
但是为了移民
，But because of immigration，
为了要所谓的来到这个美好的国家
，In order to come to this good country，
学业又不承认，
the
学业不成不被承认。
Your education is not accepted。
然后工作又不好找
，And jobs are hard to find。
只能打那种体力工
，And you can only do manual labor。
哇，每天想，每天苦。
You think about it, you cry every day。
有一些人为了要移民。
Some people, because of immigration,
家庭要分开
the family must be broken up,
也是很辛苦
and it is very hard.
有一些人呢，做什么事情不太顺利
people may not be successful in what they're doing.
感情上被伤害
and in terms of relationship, they were hurt.
就好像进到一个旷野一样
just like entering to wilderness.
有人呢，进到一个忧郁症
some people may enter depression.
心里面很苦闷。
In their heart, they are very depressed.
就好像来到一个旷野一样。
Just like coming into the wilderness.
所以其实每一个人的人生啊，都有机会去到旷野。
So in everyone's life, there is a chance for us to go into the wilderness.
像大卫一样，他去到旷野有两种原因。
Just like David, he has two reasons for going to the wilderness.
第一次不是因为他犯错，而是考验。
First time was not because he did anything wrong, but it is because of a trial.
那第二次呢，是他自己。的行为的结果。
The second time is because of the result of his wrongdoing.
无论如何，我们都会碰到旷野。
And whatever we do, we will face the wilderness.
这是你人生不顺利的、伤心的、痛苦的时候。
That is when our lives are bitter and sad.
但是我们看看大卫他怎么去面对他人生伤痛的时候呢
？But how did David face this bitterness?
有人这样子面对。
Some people will face like this.
有人每天喝酒，每天吃药来麻醉自己。
Some people will drink, take drugs to get rid of the pain.
这样子是没有办法解决问题。
This will not solve the problem.
有人呢，他是埋怨天，埋怨人。
Some people will complain against God and complain against people.
为什么是我？为什么是我？
Saying why is it me?
他也这样想不通，也没有解决的问题。
And they cannot think about this think through this problem.
但是大卫他是怎么样来面对他的问题？
But how did David face this problem?
在人生低潮的时候，他选择要亲近神，来切望神来得到力量。
And in this bottom of his life, he went and drew near to God.
我们看回来诗篇六十三篇的第一节。
Has turned out to Psalm 63.
诗篇的六十三篇第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节说：“你神啊，你是我的神。”这是第一句话。
The first verse says, "O God, you are my God."
这句话很重要。
This is a very important word.
这是一个宣告。
This is a proclamation.
他跟神说：“你是我的神。”
Saying, "God, you are my God."
有一些人活一辈子都不知道。
Live all of his life and does not know who is God.
有一些人觉得这个世界没有神了，无神论。
Some people are atheists and don't think there is any God.
只有物质界没有神，因为我看不见他。
Because you cannot see him, there is no God.
但是其实你看不见神，神看得见你。
But even though you cannot see him, God can see you.
我们都是神创造出来的。
We are all created by him.
这个世界任何一件物质、人类。大自然都是神创造的。
Anything in this world, in the nature, all the materials we see are created by Him.
所以说，你承不承认神还是神
？So even if we do not accept God, God is still God.
就算这个太阳在天空
，just like the sun in the heaven.
就算你没有出去照太阳，太阳还是存在。
So even if we are not exposed to the sun, sun exists.
你把它关在自己在地库里面，没有看到光明。
Even if we enclose ourselves in the basement and not see the sun.
但是你也没有办法否认太阳的存在。
We cannot deny the existence of the sun.
同样，神是存在的。
Same way, God exists.
你眼睛没有办法去看他。
Our eyes cannot see him.
但是你可以体验他。
But we can experience him.
只有你体验到他的时候。
And when we experience him,
你就可以很清楚的知道他存在。
We can know for certain his existence.
大卫在他一生当中体验过神的恩典很多次。
David in his life experienced many blessings from God.
他年轻的时候是个牧羊童。
When he was young, he was a shepherd.
哇，遇到狮子，遇到这个熊来抢他的羊。
When he sees a lion or a bear,
一个小男孩怎么办法打败这些野兽呢
？How can this little boy fight these wild beasts?
但是每一次他都可以打败那些野兽。
But every time he can overcome these beasts.
哇，他知道是神与他同在。
He knows that God is with him.
在他再大一点的时候，他遇到一个巨人哥利亚。
And when he is a bit older, he faced Goliath.
这个巨利亚是这个哥利亚是腓力斯人的战士。
And this Goliath is the soldier of Philistines.
整个以色列百姓没有一个人敢打他。
Nobody in the Israelite can fight him.
他比普通人还高一倍。
The giant is two times taller than a normal person.
但是连扫罗王都不敢打他。
Even King Saul cannot fight him.
但是大卫敢去打他。
But David was able.
还把他打赢。
And he won.
为什么呢
？Why?
大卫知道是神与他同在。
Because David knows that God is with him.
所以大卫的一生就是一直感觉到神的同在。
So in his life, David always feels the abidance of God.
所以他是很确定主就是神。
And he knows for certain that Lord is God.
这个是我们人生最重要搞清楚的。
So this is something that we must be certain in our lives.
第一，到底有没有神
？First, is there a God?
如果你从来没有想过这个问题
，If we have not thought of this question,
现在你就开始想这个问题。
Then we need to start thinking about it now.
当你确定非常知道真的有神的时候
，Once we know that there is a God,
你就开始要想这个神跟我什么关系
？We need to think how does this God relate to me?
这个神怎么来带领我
？How does this God guide me？
我怎么样来跟他建立关系
？How can I establish a relationship with him？
这个就是很大很重要的问题。
This is a very important question。
所以第一句说你是我的神是一个很重要的开头。
So the first phrase "God, you are my God" is a very important phrase。
但是谁是可以讲出这句话的
？And who can speak these words？
没有错，如果神祝福你啊，哇，生意很好，身体很健康，哎呀，主啊，你是我的神啊。
Of course, when God blesses you with a successful business, you can say, God, you are my God.
做什么都很顺利，哇，肯定主是我的神。
Everything I do is successful, God, you are my God.
没有，这个没有什么问题的。
There is no problem in
谁都可以讲得出来。
Everyone can say this.
得到神祝福的时候，当然主是我们的神。
When we receive his blessings, we can always praise him.
但是大卫的信仰的宝贵在于哪个地方
？But what is the essence of David's faith?
大卫的信仰的宝贵是在乎他在人生低潮。在旷野的时候，第一句话就是说：“主啊，你是我的神。”
It is when he is in the wilderness at the bottom, at the low part point of his life, he can say, "Oh God, you are my God."
就算他在被神管教
，even though he is being taught by God，
就算他被神放到一个很难生存的地方
，even though he is being put in a hard place to survive，
无论原因是怎么样
，no matter what the reason is，
他去接受他
，he will accept it。
他说：“你还是我的神。”
You say you are still my God.
这跟约伯的信心是一样的。
It is the same as the faith of Job.
约伯他人生很顺利的时候，他的信仰非常纯正。
when his life is successful, Job's faith is very pure.
但是他遇到考验,
when he's faced with trials,
一切的财产被人家抢走,
all his possessions are taken away.
他还说神还是神,
he still says, God, you are my God.
这样的四个孩子一天当中离世,
in one day, when all of his children were taken away,
他还说神还是神,
he still says, God, you are my God.
连他的健康都被拿走了, 连他的健康都被拿走,
when his health was taken away,
从头讲疮到脚讲疮,
from head to toe covered with sores,
他太太已经忍不住了,
and when his wife cannot stand anymore,
你拜神拜到这个样子,
saying, you worship God like this?
不如离弃神死了算了,
how about curse God and die?
这个就是很心痛的, 很痛苦的一个, 一个情绪啊,
this is a very bitter emotion.
大部分人都会讲这样的话,
A lot of people will say these
我们,
words.
我们不能说, 哎呀, 他没有信心,
we cannot say his wife has no faith.
或我们在那里面, 很可能我们讲一样的话, 可以, 还可能更早就讲了,
when we are put in this position, maybe we'll say this even earlier.
但是约伯怎么说?
But how did Job respond?
耶和华还是神,
the Lord is my God.
想吃的是神, 收回的也是神, the Lord who gives, the Lord who takes.
The Lord gives and the Lord takes.
他不以口犯罪,
he will,
他说你是讲话是一个愚昧的妇人啊,
he says, your words are foolish.
所以这个就是一个真实的信仰,
this is a true faith.
无论在什么情况,
whatever the situation,
主你是我的神,
the Lord is your God.
然后接下来我们看 63篇的第一节, 下半句,
let's look at verse 1.
他说, 我要切切地寻求你,
he says, early will I seek you.
在干旱疲乏, 无水之地, 我渴想你, 我的心切慕你,
my soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land.
大卫他被赶到旷野,
David, when he was cast into the wilderness,
他的心可能很不好受,
his heart may not accept it.
但是他知道这是一个让他寻求神的机会,
but he knows that this is a chance for him to pursue God.
让他是一个反省自己信仰的机会,
a time to reflect on his faith.
当他反省过他的人生之后,
when he reflects upon his life,
他觉得说, 神还是我的追求,
he realized that God is still my possession.
我们人很容易迷失,
us, man, we become lost.
大卫以前什么都没有的时候,
when David had nothing in the past,
他的心啊, 在追求神, 追求信仰,
he pursued after faith.
但是当大卫得了一切的时候,
but when David had everything,
哇, 他得到权位,
when he had authority,
他当了王,
he became a king,
他生活很平顺的时候,
and have a smooth life,
他都开始没有再切切地追求神了,
he did not pursue after God,
啊, 因为他觉得什么都很稳定啊,
because he felt everything is smooth,
生活就很散漫,
life is great,
然后呢, 他就开始去想一些不好的事情,
so he began to think about bad things.
到了最后呢, 他的心呢, 反而去犯罪, 让他去犯罪,
and in the end, his heart caused him to sin.
所以在神的恩典当中, 他反而迷失掉,
so in the grace of God, he became lost.
本来这些恩典呢, 是神要他更去亲近神,
originally, these blessings are for him to get closer to God.
但是他在迷失在神的恩典当中,
but he was lost in the grace of God.
那没有办法, 神只要把他从里面拉出来,
God has to pull him back
进到旷野里面,
to enter into the wilderness.
这个时候他反而反过来在想说,
and then he thinks God is the most important thing.
这个是一个非常宝贵的经验,
this is a very precious experience.
哇, 所以大卫说, 我的心一直在寻求神,
so David says, my soul thirsts for you.
这里说切切的中文啊, 我切切的寻求, 应该是说我一早就起来寻求神,
here it says, early will I seek you.
啊, 这里说在干旱疲乏无水之地, 在什么地方呢?
Here it says, in a dry and thirsty land.
啊, 这里是说可以形容犹大的旷野, 也可以形容他的内心,
this is a description of the wilderness of Judah and his own heart.
啊, 我们看这个阿摩斯书,
let's look at the book of Amos.
八章的十一节,
Amos chapter 8,
嗯, 八章的十一节,
verse 11.
阿摩斯书的八章的十一节,
Amos chapter 8 verse 11.
主耶和华说, 日子将到, 我必命饥荒降在地上, 人饥饿非因无饼, 干渴非因无水, 那是因为不听神的话。
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
这里说末后的日子, 这是现在, 会有饥荒。
Here it says, In the end times, there will be famine.
不是因为没有食物,
not because there is no food.
不是因为没有水喝,
not because there is no water.
不是因为没有听神的话,
but because there are no people hearing the words of God.
所以心中有一股很大的空虚感。
So there is this emptiness in heart.
所以十二节就说了,
so that's why in verse 12 it says,
他们啊,不要漂流从这海到那海, 从北边到东边, 往来奔跑, 寻求神的话, 却寻不着。
They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it.
有思想的人啊,他会想找真理。
Those who think will try to search for the truth.
他会想找人生的意义在哪里。
They will try to find the meaning of life.
没有思考的人只会每天吃吃喝喝,快乐度日就过一生了。
Those who do not reflect will just live life eating and drinking.
但是有思考的人你会问, 那我现在我有工作了, 我已经毕业了, 我已经移民也稳定了, 但是人生是为了什么?
And those who reflect, once they get a job, they will think, what is the meaning of life?
难道只是这样而已吗?
Is this all?
有思想的人他会想找真理。
Those who think and reflect will try to search for truth.
但是呢, 他飘来飘去, 找不到。
But they shall wonder and not find it.
结果呢? 第十三节。
And in verse 13,
当那日美貌的处女和少年的男子必因干渴发昏。In
that day, the fair virgins and strong young men shall faint from thirst.
真的，人的内心呢，其实很空虚啊。Truly,
the heart of man is very empty.
你看，我们现在刚刚啊，加拿大刚刚过了这个所谓的holiday season啊。We
just gone through the holiday season.
有人就说了，哎呀，刚刚才放完假，很想赶快要再放假。
Some people may say, I just went through the holiday, I want to go through it again.
1月啊,其实是蛮难过的月份啊,叫做 post-holiday blue, 就是节庆之后的忧郁。
January is a very sad month because there is
post-holiday blue.
What is called the post-holiday blues.
哇,你看,因为1月的时候钱已经发光了,11月的,11、12月的时候钱已经发光,信用卡的单子来了,哇。
In November and December, you receive your salary.
然后呢,不是,你的钱已经发光了,买了很多东西了。
You spent all your money on buying things.
好了,度假回来了,刚从Mexico回来,从海滩回来,回到多伦多零下35度。
You just came back from your trip to Mexico and came back to Toronto with a minus 30 degree.
又要等不晓得多久才可以再放假。
And you wonder when's the next time you'll have this holiday again.
又要回到同样的工作上面。
To return to your work.
人生不能每天holiday啊。
In your life, that not every day is a holiday.
每天生活还是要过。
You still have to live life.
所以人生要有很多东西来麻醉自己。
So in our lives, we use many things to release our stress.
有人用这个喝酒。
Some people may drink.
有人用毒品。
Some people take drugs.
有人用赌博。
Some people gamble.
有人看电影看电视。
Some people watch movies and TV.
做这些事情的时候，会短暂的让你忘记了现在的困苦。
Doing these things will temporarily release your stress and forget about your pain.
但是那些东西结束了之后，你又要回到现实的世界。
But once these things end, you will return back to the realistic world.
醉酒了，隔一天醒来了，你还是要面对生活。
And the next day you wake up, you still have to face this world.
看一个好笑的电影结束了之后，你还要回到那个不好笑的世界。
Now once you finish a comedy show, you still have to return to this not so funny world.
所以人的心就是那么空。
The human heart is indeed empty.
因为没有去找神。
Because we do not search for God.
没有找信仰。
We do not search for faith.
所以大卫说，站在那么干渴、疲乏、无水的地方。
So David was put in this very dry land.
我心里面就是找神。
And his heart is longing for God.
这个是非常宝贵的一个提醒。
This is a very good reminder.
因为只有神会满足我们的心。
Because only God can fulfill our emptiness.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰。 你我要见你的能力和你的荣耀。诗篇63篇的第二节。
Psalm 63 verse 2. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory.
哇，大卫一想到以前呢，他在神的殿、神的圣所当中，哇，看到神的荣耀、神的能力。
David thought about when he looked at his when he went to his sanctuary to see God's power and glory.
什么叫做切慕神呢？
What is it to long for God?
切慕神也包括你切慕，常常很想去神的家。
It includes longing to go into his house.
你爱一个人呢，你会想跟他常常在一起。
When you love a person, you would want to get close to him.
你爱一个人呢，想跟他结婚，想跟他成立家庭，那就每天都看到这个人呢。
When you love a person, you want to have a family with the person.
普通朋友，偶尔见一见就可以了。
Ordinary friends, you can see once a while.
但是你最爱的人，你希望每天看到他。
But the the person that you love the most, you want to see him every day.
大卫跟神的关系就是这样。
And David's relationship with God is like this.
虽然神是他看不见的。
Even though God is invisible to him,
但是他体验得到。
But he can experience him.
他也听到神的话。
And he can hear his words.
所以他常常去神的圣所。
So he often goes to the sanctuary.
就是去圣殿。
Which is the temple of God.
去敬拜神。
To worship him.
他一想到去神的家，他就很高兴。
Whenever he thinks about going to the sanctuary, he is very happy.
我觉得我们多伦多弟兄姐妹很爱聚会。
I see that Toronto members like to come to church.
很爱亲近神。
Like to draw close to God.
像今天晚上外面风那么大，又刮着风，刮着雪。
Just like tonight, the weather out there is horrible.
一般人来说晚上都不会出门。
Ordinary people may not even go out at night.
但是因为大家对信仰很热忱。
But because we are very fervent for this faith,
你们觉得说来教会敬拜神、听道理，比在家里看电视更有意义。
We think that coming to church to worship Him is better than staying home.
这里说你在神的家了，会得看到神的能力。
Here says when you come to His sanctuary, you will see His power.
因为神会有很大的作为。
And you will see His doings.
会改变人。
He will change you.
会有很多恩典。
A very many blessings.
看到神的能荣耀。
And see His glory.
第三节。
Verse 3.
因为你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you.
哇，这句话很宝贵啊。
This word, this verse is very
precious. 大卫说：“神啊，你的爱啊，你的慈爱比生命更好。”
Here David says, "Your loving kindness is better than life."
生命本来是一件很美好的事情。
Life is a precious thing.
像一个 baby 生出来，哇，很可爱，呱呱叫啊。
Just like when you see a baby. Being born,
全家都会很欢喜。
The whole family is very joyous.
生命在长大，每天都带来喜悦。
When you see a life growing up, it brings you happiness.
但是生命也有它不美好的地方。
But in life, there are also dark parts.
本来生命是完美的，是很好的。
In the beginning, life is perfect.
但是因为罪进入了世界。
But because sin entered the world.
亚当夏娃犯了罪，得罪神。
That Adam and Eve, sinned.
所以罪进到世界之后。
So after sin entered the world,
每一个人都要面对死亡。
Everyone has to face death.
死亡就是罪的代价。
Death is the wage of sin.
所以每个人都要面对死亡。
Everyone will face death.
无论你是一个90岁的老人。
No matter whether you are a 90-year-old man.
你是个50岁的中年人。
Or a 50-year-old man.
一个小朋友。
Or a child.
甚至个婴孩。
Or an infant.
都会面对死亡。
They will all face death.
所以当人面对死亡的时候，这个生命就不美了。
So once a person faced death, this life becomes not beautiful.
就会带来伤痛啊。
You will feel bitterness.
但是大卫讲了圣灵感动讲他这句话。
But because of the Holy Spirit, David said this word.
他说你的爱啊比生命更好。
It says, your loving kindness is better than life.
本来生命是有眼泪的。
Life contains many tears.
会结束的，会离别的。
There is an end. They will depart.
但是因为神的慈爱。
Because of the love of God,
如果我们相信真神,
if we believe in God,
相信主耶稣基督,
believe the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们有了这个永生,
when we have this eternal life,
这样我们的虽然面对生离死别的时候, 我们就不会那么伤痛。
Even though when we face physical death, we will not be so sad.
这个慈爱啊, 比那个会结束的生命啊, 更好, 更美好。
His loving kindness is better than this life that will end.
我常常记得我父亲要离开世界之前,
I'll always remember when my father was about to leave this world.
神的恩典真的很大。
God's grace is indeed great.
他是得癌症离开世界了。
He died because of cancer.
他差不多得了癌症之后半年就离开世界了。
He died after half a year of contracting cancer.
但是呢，神很看顾他。
But God guided him.
神就在最后的这个关，最后的几个月当中呢，让他没有什么痛苦。
God allowed him to feel no pain in the last few months.
他心中很平静。
And his heart is very peaceful.
为什么这样子
？Why？
因为有信仰
，because there is faith。
他知道虽然要面对死亡，但是主耶稣会接他回天家。
Because he knows even though he will face death, Lord Jesus Christ will bring him to the heaven。
我妈妈也是信心也得到神的帮助，也是很看得开。
My mother also was very open about this。
最后爸爸要过世的时候
，even though my father was about to pass away，
妈妈就是跟爸爸讲一句话。
My mother told my father，
她说你要抓住主耶稣。
She said, "You have to hold on to God."
这样子爸爸就过世了。
And then my father passed away.
我们全家在爸爸过世那一个晚上，没有哀哭的、伤痛的、绝望。
At the night when my father passed away, there is no sadness.
好像就是爸爸先去移民，先去了，他好像先去看路，那我们以后也要去。
It is as if my father just went first, like immigration.
我们以后也会再见。
We'll see once each other again.
这个就是很完美的。
This is very perfect.
如果没有认识主耶稣,
if we do not know God,
没有这个信仰,
have no faith,
那生离死别真的是一件很不能接受的事情。
Then dying, passing away, is something we cannot accept.
很绝望的事情。
This is very depressing.
但是因为有主耶稣,
because of God,
有信仰,
there's hope, faith.
所以生命就变得更美好。
Life becomes more beautiful.
两个礼拜前, 我收到那个美国的消息。
2 weeks ago, I received the news from the U.S.
这个美国有一位江南宁, 这是江雅各执事, 他离世了。
There was an elder Zhang?
Elder, 执事, Deacon.
Oh, Deacon Zhang that passed away.
他之前这几个月身体都比较不好。
His health was not good.
我11月,去年10月,去美国的时候也去看他。
Last year, November, I visited him.
他身体比较虚弱。
His health was very weak.
那个时候他躺在床上。
At that time, he was lying on the bed.
我们去为他祷告。
And we prayed for him.
我们跟他讲说, 江姐是你,赶快好起来, 还为教会多写几本书。
We told him, Deacon Zhang, please stay healthy so you can write more books for the church.
他猜一下,求主怜悯啊。
He said, may God have mercy.
因为他也知道他的时间不在他自己的手中。
Because he knows that his life is not within his hand.
那么上个礼拜, 接到电话。
Last week, I received a phone call.
就是说,
Telling me that he has passed away.
过世也很平静。
And he was very peaceful when he passed away.
他太太跟他弄完午餐。
His wife prepared lunch for him.
他吃完之后,
After he ate it,
跟他太太讲了三个字。
He said three words to his wife.
讲辛苦了。
He said,
hard work, you have done a lot of hard work.
You have done a lot of hard work.
辛苦了。 那讲完之后呢, 他就是睡午觉。
And he went and took a nap.
结果在睡梦当中, 主耶稣接他回去。
And in his sleep, God took him.
哇, 真的是很平静, 很平安。
And it is very peaceful.
啊, 家人当然是不舍得, 但是呢, 他知道以后在主内再相见。
Even though the family was sad, they knew that they will see each other again.
我也听过一个从中国大陆教会的见证。
I also heard a testimony from China.
啊, 还有个姐妹啊,
there was a sister.
她有个儿子, 很热心的。
She had a son that is very fervent.
啊, 有一些这个儿子啊, 遇到一个交通的意外。
And this son was in a traffic accident.
哇, 这个意外很严重,
and it was very serious. And he was injured.
啊, 后来就离世了,
and he passed away.
哎呀, 那这个姐妹很不能接受,
and this sister could not accept it.
为什么?
Why?
为什么让我遇到这种事情?
Why was I faced with such a thing?
我孩子那么好,
my child is so good.
啊, 为什么我遇到这种事情?
Why am I faced with such a thing?
别人怎么去安慰她, 她都不接受安慰。
No matter how many people comforted her, she could not accept them.
一直哭, 一直哭, 一直哭。
She kept on crying.
啊, 在葬礼, 在出殡的那一天, funeral day.
On the funeral day.
啊, 她看她的儿子的遗体,
she saw the body of his,
突然,
her son.
突然间就耳朵流血出来, 从耳朵流血出来。
Suddenly, blood came out of the
她吓一跳,
ear.
她吓一跳,
she was surprised.
哇, 为什么会这样子?
Why is this happening?
为什么会发生这种事情?
Why is this happening?
他在思考这个问题。
So she thought about this.
后来他知道了。
And she knew.
不可以再相信。不可以再伤心啊。
She cannot be sad anymore.
不可以再埋怨神。
She cannot murmur against God.
要接受安慰。
She has to accept the comfort.
那后来别人就去访问他。
So people began to visit her.
那就问他, 为什么以前你不接受安慰, 不能接受, 后来你马上能够接受。
So they asked her, why couldn't you accept comfort, but now you can?
到底让你什么让你改变啊?
What has changed you?
哎呀, 那个姐妹说, 主耶稣提醒我,
the sister said, God has reminded me.
Jesus remind me.
Jesus remind me.
啊, 就是在丧礼那一天, 她看到这一幕,
that on the funeral day, she saw this scene.
她想通了。
She thought it through.
不可以再埋怨。
She cannot complain.
她跟那些访问她的人说,
so she told the people that visited her,
我很爱我的孩子, 我的儿子。
I love my son very much.
但是主耶稣比我更爱我的儿子。
But the Lord Jesus Christ loved him even more than I do. So the Lord has to bring him back. She wiped away the tears. And to move forward.
我看到这个见证很感动。
When I heard this testimony, I was touched.
让我们想起第三节。
This reminds us of verse 3.
神啊, 你的慈爱比生命更好啊。
That God's loving kindness is better than life.
如果没有主的慈爱啊, 那生命 到最后都会结束，都是不好的。
If there's no God's loving kindness, in the end of life, there is nothing.
但是因为有主的慈爱
，But because of His loving kindness,
胜过死亡。
It is victorious over death.
我们有永生的盼望。
We have eternal life.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我还活着的时候，要这样称颂你，我要奉你的名举手。
Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hand in your name.
你活着的时候还有多久呢？
How long do you have left to live?
你没有想过这个问题。
Have you thought about this question?
不要以为我们一直会永远活着。
Do not always think we will live forever.
有时候我们别人跟我们讲说，哎呀，要信主啊，要听福音啊，要悔改。我说，哎呀，我还年轻啊，还讲这个，跟我讲这个什么道理？
Some people, when they hear people telling them to believe, they will reply saying, I'm still young.
我赚钱都来不及了，还跟我讲这个。
I still need to find a job. Why are you telling me this?
我人生都还没有成功啊，你跟我讲这个，退休以后你再跟我传教吧。
I still need to be successful in life.
人不一定每个都活到老。
Not everyone can live till old.
所以大卫说，如果我一天我还活着的时候。
So here David says, even when I'm living.
今天活着不代表明天会活着。
Today I'm living does not mean tomorrow I'll.
就在今天晚上，全世界有很多人在今天晚上可能就过不了了。
Everyone, a lot of people may not live through tonight.
如果神不要我们活
，If God does not want us to live,
一分钟都过不了。
We cannot even endure 1 minute.
但如果神还让我们活
，But if God wants us to live,
那我们就要问了，到底我有什么还没有做呢
？And we must ask ourselves, what else have we not done?
对大卫来说，他觉得我赞美神还不够啊。
For David, he thinks that he still has not praised him enough.
很多事情啊，还没有把它弄正，还没有把它回转呢。
There are many things that he has not corrected.
所以我现在还活着，我还要赞美神。
So while I still live, I will praise God.
第五节
，verse 5.
我在床上纪念你，在夜更的时候思想你，我的心就像饱足了的谷穗肥油，我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。
My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips.
大卫在床上睡不睡得着呢？
Could David sleep on his bed?
如果你是大卫，你会睡得着吗
？If you are David, could you fall asleep?
逃命在旷野，不想睡哪里、啊、
？You are fleeing away in the wilderness. Where could you sleep?
如果睡不着的时候想什么
？When you cannot sleep, what do you think about?
加拿大每天晚上很多人睡不着。
There are many people in Canada that cannot sleep at night.
因为啊，这边呢、啊。生活、啊，我们的物质太丰富，但是心灵太空虚。
Because there are many material abundance, but our heart is very empty.
很多人晚上睡不着。
There are many people that cannot fall asleep.
很多人买安眠药。
So many people take sleeping pills.
本来年纪越大就越难睡得好。
Normally, when you grow older, you cannot sleep well.
但是现在很多年轻人都睡不好。
But nowadays, many young people cannot sleep well.
压力太大。
Because there are too many pressure.
烦恼太多。
Many worries.
是很多忧郁症。
So many depression.
那我们弟兄姐妹有时候也会睡不着啊，怎么办
？And our brothers and sisters may also not fall asleep.
当然，如果你晚上是肚子饿睡不着，赶快起来吃点东西就解决了。
Sometimes we may not fall asleep because we are hungry.
但是如果你心事睡不着怎么办呢
？But if it's because of our thoughts,
你有烦恼睡不着怎么办
？We have many worries.
你试试看，去想主耶稣。
We can try and think about Lord Jesus.
想神的恩典。
Think about His blessings and grace.
大卫就是这样讲。
And this is how David says.
我躺在床上睡不着的时候，我就想想神的恩典。
That when he cannot fall asleep, he thinks about God's grace.
想念神呢、啊、
？To think about God.
哇，夜更的时候思想神。
Verse 6, to remember him at night.
当然就想神的话了。
And that is to meditate on his words.
想赞美神呢、啊、
？And to praise him.
所以他就越想就哇越满足了。
And once he think about it, he becomes more fulfilled.
好像吃的骨髓肥油一样。
Just like satisfied marrow and fatness.
有时候我也是很多心事。
I also have many worries.
躺下来，哎呀，教会好多工作。
There are many church work when I fall asleep.
好多烦恼啊。
There are many worries.
很多事情还没有做。
Many things I have not done.
一直想那些事情就睡不着。
Once I think about this, I cannot fall.
但是后来我发觉一个秘诀。
But I found a method.
当你睡不着的时候，你就跟耶稣讲话。
That when you cannot fall asleep, you talk to God.
心里面就哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And your heart, you just hallelujah, praise the Lord.
好多次都是这样，一放松，一想赞美神，一赞美神，哈利路亚，我心就放松，哎，就天亮了，哇，好快、啊。
Many times when I just praise God, hallelujah, I will sleep till the morning.
你试试看，如果你晚上睡不着，不要去数绵羊，那个没什么用。
So really, if you cannot fall asleep at night, do not count the sheep.
有人越数绵羊越精神，哇，什么数到十几万呢，都还没有睡着。
Some people count the sheep till 10,000 but cannot fall asleep.
你就心里就赞美主。
So just praise God in your heart.
睡不着,
and do not wake up and watch TV.
你越起来看电视,
once you watch TV, you cannot fall asleep.
睡不着,
just stay in your bed and praise God.
跟神讲话,
talk to God. And you will fall asleep fast.
第八节,
verse 8.
我的心啊, 紧紧地跟随你, 哦, 你的右手扶持我。
My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me.
哇，这个是大卫跟神的关系啊。
This is David's relationship with God.
他不是嘴巴说啊，亲近神啊，亲近神啊。
He does not just say, draw close to God.
跟神的关系啊，是心跟心的关系。
The relationship with God is heart to heart.
啊，他人与人之间也是一个心而已啊。 心跟心的关系。
It is a heart to heart relationship.
别人对你有没有心，你自己知道。
If other people does not care for you, you know.
你对人有没有心，你自己也别人也知道，你自己也知道。
You also know if you have care for other people.
大卫他的心呢，一直锁定在神的身上。
David's heart is always towards God.
无论怎么样，他就要跟着神。
No matter what, he follows.
死跟你不放了。
Even till death.
啊，那神的右手就扶持他了。And
God's hand upholds him.
所以他就能够在人生的旷野的低潮当中。 能够熬过去.
So in the low parts of his life, in the wilderness, God can help him.
我们生活每天还是要过。
We still have to live on our life.
有句话, 天天难过, 天天得过。
There's a word that says, every day is hard to
我们都是要天天靠主过了。
And every day you have to rely on God.
我们唱诗351首。
Let's sing hymn 351.